This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Modern love, everybody. I was going to say something clever, but I probably get in trouble. This might offend some people. So I'll go traditional love. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's David Bowie, as chosen by you, the people. This is when he had the big coiffed blonde hair and the giant zoot suit dancing around and all of the great stuff of the early 80s. NFL years, new one starts on Wednesday. Legal tampering starts on Monday. Ravens didn't tag anyone here to talk about all of that and more. From the Baltimore Banner, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, good sir. How's it going?
It's hanging in, doing what I got to do, my friend. Mark Andrews, trade or not? Because we just had a caller talk about it. We get texts from Mark Andrews. It appears as though a lot of fans want his days in Baltimore to be done. The benefit disadvantage, for instance, of trading a Mark Andrews, assuming that the cap figure might be not against, well, would be against maybe a fair trade?
Rephrase that again?
Trading Mark Andrews, benefits, disadvantages of doing it.
Benefits, gotcha. Benefits, obviously, is the $11 million in cap space, and if you are prioritizing signing Ronnie Stanley, and as Eric Costa said, you're looking for all that couch cushion coins that you can find, then $11 million does its trick pretty well. You could argue that you are selling relatively high on Mark. I know, obviously, there is the terrible taste in everyone's mouth right now with the playoffs, but, you know, he's still coming off a year where he was, you know, by some metrics, basically the best slot receiver in the NFL. I mean, he was so effective. He was so good against man coverage. He scored so many touchdowns, made a lot of fantasy owners very happy. So you can maybe get, I don't know, maybe like a late third for a guy like that. And you use that to go get someone that you like in the draft. Like, you know, a Terrence Ferguson, who just ran a kind of similar 40 to Mark, had a great year at Oregon. But disadvantages is that you're taking away, you know, one of the strongest position units in the NFL, just because you don't like how a guy performed in the playoffs. To get back to the playoffs, you need a lot of guys like Mark Andrews. And I understand that, you know, it seems like we're trending toward the Ravens making Isaiah Likely the tight end in the future. But, you know, personally, I still think Mark can be the guy in that room, despite everything that we've seen from Isaiah trending upwards the past 2 years. And it's a tricky spot for the Ravens. I don't think that there's a wrong call besides cutting him. I think if they do trade him, they will get good value. But I just don't know what kind of market there is for for a guy who's not really an inline blocker and probably has had his best days behind him just because of the injuries that have kind of racked up. But I still think that they'll keep him unless they're just blown away by a trade offer from, you know, the Denver Broncos, Chargers, someone who really needs a tight end.
Now with Ronnie Stanley staying on the offense, left tackle in particular, Eric DaCosta seemed to be very optimistic. Keeping him around could be a reality. We're getting close to decision time, we guess. So what do you think happens with Ronnie? And if he does move on, obviously that becomes, it's already the number one priority. That becomes 1, 1A, 1B, 1C. You know, go down the alphabet, I would assume.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ronnie wants to be back. I think the Ravens obviously want him back. I keep coming back to a quote that he offered during an interview with Jonathan Ogden. That's who it was during the season. You know, the team set up this interview with like a Ravens legend, and at one point in there, he's talking about, you know, just how fun it was to play this year, and he said, you know, to me, winning is more important than the money. And I don't want to make too big of a deal of that because Ronnie is also an NFLPA rep. And if there's one thing we know about union guys, it's that they want, if you remember the Lamar situation a couple of off seasons ago, they want these guys to lead these owners for as much money as they're worth, as much guaranteed money as they're worth. So I don't know if, you know, even if Ronnie, you know, would have his choice, I still think he would want to get what he thinks is fair market value. And now that you have everyone in New England saying that they would make him a top priority, now that you have a couple of folks in Kansas City saying that they would make him a top priority, if I were him and his agent, I would certainly want to, you know, get to that open market if we're not already there with the various nefarious, behind closed doors kind of, you know, conversations that are had. So I'd love to see Ronnie back in Baltimore. I think that offensive line would be top five, top 10 good if he's back. But man, the closer it gets to noon Monday, the worse you feel about them getting the deal done.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Featured Artist Friday, David Bowie. To that point, how aggressive, active do you see the Ravens being here in the next 72 hours plus?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they've got to figure this out before Monday. You know, I think the Ravens have not done a particularly good job when they've had to move on to the second tier of, you know, player. You know, the Earl Thomas situation worked out for 1 year and then it blew up. Marcus Williams worked for a couple years and then it blew up. Neither of those guys was the guy that they were targeting in free agency. When they've gone after the guy that they really wanted, like Derrick Henry, it's more often than not worked out. But now, I think a lot of Ravens fans would feel pretty disappointed if, you know, that the plan this offseason was to make Ronnie Stanley the big ticket signing, and then you go in there and you're forced to sign, I don't know, like $15 to $18 million on Trevon Merrick, the safety from the Raiders, just because you have all this money and it's kind of putting a hole in your pocket. And oh, by the way, you need another safety at that position. Meanwhile, you know, you have Eric DaCosta on the record saying that his goal every offseason is to make the offensive line as strong as possible. So I understand that there are certain things beyond his control, and, you know, the salary cap is flexible only up to a certain point. But, you know, Eric DaCosta said that this past year would be the year that would be tricky for the offensive line as they move forward towards something that is a little bit more stable, a little bit more smooth. So I think it would probably mark against him for the Ravens to let this guy go. And then you're left with either Roger Rosengarten moving over to left tackle, where he hasn't played basically at all since high school. You got to figure out the left guard situation. And that's not really a position you want to be if you want to be in a so-called Super Bowl contender.
All right, I'll ask you, Jonas, last question. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, a fan question, not 105.7 The Fan, but what a fan would ask Joey Bosa, yes or no, at least in interest from Baltimore here.
I think he really doesn't fit the model of what the Ravens do. I mean, like, you know, even when they brought in Jadeveon Clowney, he was at least healthy for the Browns, and they were able to get the most out of him. I just think that someone put on Twitter/X that he's played like a third of the available games that he's had over the past couple of years, past 3 years, and I mean, you guys remember that Ravens game against the Chargers. He just really was nowhere nearly as effective as someone like Khalil Mack. So,
right.
You know, maybe if, I don't know what his asking price would be, but it seems like there are teams that would have a lot more money and be a lot more willing to spend money on that kind of guy. And listen, like, he would be a short-term rental, and the Ravens already have a lot of guys heading into the last year of their contract. So I would be inclined to say no, even if, you know, he is the kind of buy low, sell high guy that is typical of Eric DaCosta's pre-aged acquisitions.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend and enjoy Monday. It's going to be a busy day for you for sure.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jonas Schaefer, everyone. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Come back with a whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A lot of cool things. How about historic Maryland basketball stuff? Touch on a couple of those. Speaking of Maryland basketball, Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, Maryland Northwestern Senior Day. Could it be the last day for Derek Queen? We're kind of guessing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Yeah.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Men's college basketball last night. Michigan State, number 8 in the country. 91-84 over Iowa. so they win the Big Ten regular season championship. Terps tomorrow taking on Northwestern. We'll talk about that with Keith Kavanaugh, bottom of the hour. But Michigan State still has something to play for as they host the Wolverines of Michigan. So if Maryland beats Northwestern and Michigan loses to Michigan State, Maryland possibly could be the number two seed heading into the Big Ten tournament. And we'll talk more about the Terps, of course, with Keith. Martinelli's the stud for Northwestern, beat him at the buzzer. But Barnheiser has been out since the end of January. As a matter of fact, with a foot injury, done for the season. So they're scuffling in to Xfinity Center, not to dismiss them for sure. But Michigan State, they get the win. Congratulations to them. In the Patriot League playoffs, Bucknell in overtime, 76-72 over the Greyhounds of Loyola. So the Greyhound season comes to an end. However, Navy beat BU 86-78. So Navy advances to the semifinal round against Bucknell. So the midshipmen still alive in the Patriot League playoffs. In the MEAC regular season finale, it was Coppin in overtime. Coppin State 82-75 over Morgan State. Now off to the MEAC tournament. NBA last night, it was Chicago 125-123 over Orlando. How about Kobe White? Tar Heel dropping 44. Jalen Smith, University of Maryland for the Bulls. He had 3 points, 9 boards, 3 assists. Kevin Huerter, former Terp for Chicago. He had 13-5-3. So the Bulls get themselves a win over Orlando. Scuffling here. Jalen Suggs out for the year for the Magic. Houston, they get back on track, beating New Orleans 109-97. Sengun with 22. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore's own for Houston. DNP coach's decision. In overtime last night late, it was the Lakers 113-109 over the Knicks. Let's see. Luka Doncic, 32.7 boards, 12 assists. LeBron James, 31-12-8. Alex Len, former Terp. DNP coach's decision there. NHL tonight, Capitals host the Red Wings. Caps 40-14-8. Detroit 30-26-6. 7 o'clock puck drop. Ovi 9 behind Wayne Gretzky for all-time goals. Right now, the Red Wings are on the outside looking in of the NHL playoffs, so they got to get things rolling here. And tonight would certainly help the cause against the Caps. It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. This day in sports history, real quick, March 7th, 1997, down in Greensboro, 22nd-ranked Maryland beat Clemson, first round of the ACC tournament, 76-61. Abina Keezy, 20 points, 10 boards. Keith Booth, Baltimore's own, at 19. Terrell Stokes, he had 17. Sharunas Yesikavicius, you weren't old enough to feel the joy of Sharunas making you crazy or euphoric on a game-by-game basis. He had 14. And on this day, 1986, also in Greensboro, first round of the ACC tournament. Terps taking on number 4 at North Carolina. Remember, earlier in the season, just a couple weeks prior, Maryland beat them when they were number 1 at the Dean Dome. Maryland says, hey, that happened. This ain't no fluke, my friends.
Baxter's free throw, good. He'll get another. And the lead is back to 10, and this is just a formality. And Len Bias with a big smile on his face. Did not have that 30-point game tonight, but he got his points after a tough first half, and he was a horse on the rebound.
That's Mike Patrick, Billy Cunningham on the call. The ACC tournament, Greensboro. Maryland beats number 4, Carolina, 85-75. Nunn Bias had 20 and 13. Jeff Baxter had 21 for the Terps. Keith Gatlin, 18 points, 8 assists, as Maryland would win. Then they would lose one of the worst losses. Nolan, you weren't alive for that, and you're lucky you weren't against Georgia Tech the next day. Keith Gatlin, the errant inbounds pass. Dwayne Perrell for the dunk. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. But this Friday night in Greensboro, and Bias had a couple of, like, lob dunks. The hapless Brad Daugherty trying to jump with a guy who was in an elevator every time you threw it above the rim. But Maryland beats Carolina, and for us that grew up in that era, that was always. Maryland could be 0-30, beat Tar Heels of Duke. Thumbs up, my friends. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw will come back. Talk Terps current day. Keith Kavanaugh, go to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell at 12:15. Where's our weekend money? And then Bill Bender from the Sporting News has his bracketology updated within the last 24 hours, and he's kind of in line with everybody but Jerry Palm in regard to Maryland's potential seat.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off today. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Terps tomorrow, taking on Northwestern, 3 o'clock tip. You can hear that on the radio station, followed by Duke, North Carolina. Duke probably going to be the number one team in the country in next week's rankings. Carolina owned the Buble, but that's their problem. Let's talk about the Turtles. He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. He joins us every Friday. Longtime friend and colleague, TerrapinTimes.com, Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, what's up?
What do we go back? Almost 40 years?
We go back to the days of, I don't know, 1998, 99, somewhere along those lines.
I think a little earlier. And shoot, I'm what, still only 30, but we go back 40 or so. But
yeah, I did wear puka shells, for full disclosure, yeah, for Keith Cavanaugh.
But Bobby O'Haney, the Ides of March are upon us, my brother.
That's right.
March madness.
My fellow Irish Catholic.
10 days away from our most high sacrament day of the year, St. Patrick's Day. The clock, the countdown has begun. But first, we have a little March Madness, which includes the Lady Terps getting a double bye. They tipped today at 2:30 against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament for the women out in Indianapolis. What a great finish. What a great dramatic win over Indiana the other day, number 12. But to do it all with all the injuries, no true post player. Sailor is back, Poffenberger back from her ankle injury, so she'll play today. And both Sellers and Smilkey made a first team all big. So, you know, double bye, fourth place finish, all the adversity. So props to Brenda, and hopefully they can make some noise here in the postseason.
No doubt about it. Great job by Brenda Freeze. Now we talk about the job that Kevin Willard has done
with
the Terps. Have a chance, I guess, Keith, to finish number two here, right, in the Big Ten standings, depending on Michigan State, Michigan, and obviously what Maryland does against Northwestern, or are these crazy four-way tie things still in place? If Maryland handles their business, same as Party, will Maryland be the two seed next week in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, Bob, I woke up this morning and got myself a beer. No, not your favorite Jim Morrison line. I woke up this morning and the Terps were a four seed already in bracketology, went up from 5 yesterday, 4 seed today, 12th in the net, 15 KenPom. Just won their 5th roadie, 7th quad one win to go out to number 17, Michigan. And again, Bob, not everything go well. Not everything go well for the Terps. Juju's 2 early fouls. Juju and Gillespie, non-factors offensively. Queen out of control offensively, mostly in the first half with his shot selection. Really no semblance of offense whatsoever in the first half. And terrible on ball and preventing dribble penetration defense, particularly in the post, mostly by Queen. Yet still out on the road against 17 with their 2 twin 7-footers, twin towers. They come up with the timely 3 balls. They withstand every rally, and they finish. So, you know, here's a team, Bob. We were drowning in our green beer a month ago or a month and a half ago when they're 1-3 in the big after that West Coast swing, 0-4 on the road, and now rolling right along. So this number 4 seed bracketology, if things fall that way, has Maryland playing the aforementioned by you Dukey Blue Devils up in New Jersey, I think, if they make it that far into Final Four land. But we're getting away from that. But Selton Miguel, red hot still, 17 points. Queen did finish with 17. Rice stepped forward with the 19. But winning on the road when everything doesn't go well this time of year, that was their most significant win of the year.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. I don't want to go whiny, pain in the ass like fans do, but Maryland should have won that game the other night by like 15. But it's neither here nor there. A win is a win. It's senior day tomorrow, 3 o'clock tip. You can hear it on the Fan. We know that Miguel's exhausted his eligibility. Same with Jordan Geronimo. Julian Reese is a senior, but Keith, he does have that extra year if he chooses to take it.
Yeah.
What are the tea leaves saying right now in regards
to that?
Well,
yeah, he does have the flexibility of an extra year. Now, will Juju make more money in college than the pros? Yes. Will Juju sit back and get advice at the end of the year and where what his stock may be here, there, wherever? Probably so. Could Juju go somewhere? Could anybody on this team be poached by someone with higher NIL? We'll see. But it's always good to know that because Queen is most likely gone. So, you know, the good news is last night, Chris Jeffrey, their signee for next year, the 6'3 guard from Mount Zion, they beat Hargrave in the prep championship in their league. He went for 30.6 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 steals. He was MVP of the league, MVP of the tournament, and they're off to the national prep championship next week. So Maryland's going to have to go into the portal and probably get at least 2 bigs. Sure. Queen will probably be, you know, depending on how the season finishes out, he could go anywhere between 13 and 16 in the draft. But yes, going back to your first point, I think Michigan had 9,460 turnovers the other night, really just 16. So, but Maryland defensively, despite some woes, held them 15 points under their season average. So it was a nice finish up. But going back to Northwestern, the good news, the mullet men, remember that's our nickname for them, the mullet men based on their haircuts, what, 3 of their 5 stars have mullets like you did back in the 70s?
Nah, never rocked a mullet. False. I wore puka shells and corduroy OPs, but no mullet. Nope.
Oh, yeah, that was Terry Ford. But yeah. The good news, since Maryland last lost to them on a buzzer, and just think, Bob, so 3 buzzer beater losses this year, 2 of the total flukish, flakiest variety ever, and Maryland would have won the regular big season 10 championship probably. Now, the Northwestern buzzer beater was more conventional, but the other two were just crazy horse Hail Mary shots.
Oh, no doubt.
But Brooks Barnheiser, fortunately for Terps, bad for him. They're forward. He's done. Injured his foot since we played them. Out for the year. And their point guard, Jalen Leach, tore his ACL, done for the year. That was 42% of their offense, Bob. Still, Chrissy Collins, who knows how to coach. They're 4-5 despite those two guys down, but they are 2-8 on the road. So we'll see. Also, basketball recruiting, Bob, Chance Mallory, Terps' top target this spring in the guard ranks. He'll decide March 22nd between Tennessee, Maryland, Vandy, Virginia Tech, and the first school he committed to, then reneged with the coaching change, UVA. I still think Tennessee may have the biggest NIL package for him, but he's a Virginia 5-star scoring machine, break your ankles like Haney back in the day type
Correct.
Guy. So we're tracking that right now. So I like how the Terps are playing. And the best news of all, they got something out of the bench the other night. Geronimo it went 2 for 3, gave him 17 minutes. The bench had been AWOL for the last month and a half. Great energy, great defense. That throwdown posterizing, what's his name, was great. So that was good to see some bench, particularly this time of the year.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, we're going to let you roll. Anything else you want to share with the people? We know that the men's lacrosse, number one in the country after beating Notre Dame in Atlanta last week. And you got spring football creeping closer, and the pro days are coming up here in a couple of weeks as well.
Well, yeah, so Ty Felton did a great job at Combine, 4.37 40, and then Jordan Phillips, 29 reps at 225 pounds, led all D-linemen. The other guy's just so-so. But men's lacrosse, number one, great revenge win last week over Notre Dame. McEnany in goal is just spectacular. They get Delaware tomorrow. And, Bob, speaking of March Madness and St. Patrick's Day, a little housekeeping matter. Next Sunday, the 16th, co-hosting a Terrapin Times Terps Game Watch and Big Ten Watch and hybrid Irish St. Patrick's Day blowout party Sunday, March 16th, out in Jacksonville, Maryland, at Sweet Air Square. Two bands, food truck. beer truck, all kind of Irish tomfoolery, all to benefit Jenksonville Fire. So come on out. Hopefully the Terps at 3:30 that day will be in the championship game. But we'll have all kind of pomp and ceremony for a great cause. I have my whole staff there. We'll be talking Terps. That's next Sunday, Jenksonville, Sweet Air Square. Be there, Bob Haney, and leave your green beer, you rookie, at home.
No, I would never put food dye in my cold brewski there. You know that. Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTypes.com. Keith, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
There's Keith, everyone. And by the way, my hair's too awesome to ever screw it up with a mullet. Orioles tonight, they're back on the diamond, and we were talking earlier with Rich Dubroff and injury concerns. Grayson, yeah. Gunner, kinda. O'Neill, maybe not. Kittredge, yes. Yes. So I wasn't saying I was ragging on the Yankees or bragging or putting the Maloik on them because of Stanton and Heel, who's going to be out 3 months, by the way, and DJ LeMahieu. But, oh, the Birds taking it on the chin themselves here with the injuries. All right, we'll get to the Funhouse next hour. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Towson. It's PT Towson. You're on with Bob Haney and Nolan McGrone.
Great to be on with you guys. I just want to talk about what you guys were talking about earlier as far as the Orioles and the Terps and who it means more to win. And I would just say the Orioles, and I'd say that because we're with them 8 months of the year, you know, and you get to know guys before they're even in the majors, you know, like Enrique Bradfield, right? I mean, we've been following him for 2 years. You kind of get to know the kid. And then, you know, you just definitely kind of fall in love with all the, you know, the guys you get to know over these years. So I think that's only natural.
Yeah, it'd be a bigger deal for me, too. And I love the Terps, and I think everybody knows that by now. And if they win the national championship, I'll be as happy as anyone. But I just turned 60, PT. Last time the Orioles won the World Series, I was 18.
Long time ago.
I hadn't even bought my first Bic Razor yet, and they had won a World Series.
That's $50 to get those replacement blades, man.
That's right. $50. I think they were like a quarterback of those days.
But yeah, so the Terps, four of the guys we've only gotten to know for the last, you know, four of the starters have only been with us for 3 months. But still, some of my greatest memories, is, you know, the things I watch on YouTube over and over again, is Secretary up in Belmont when he wins by 31 lengths. It's one of the greatest sports call in history when the guy says, he's a great machine coming down the back. I mean, you got to click that on YouTube if you get it.
Yeah.
And I love Alexis Arguello with Aaron Pryor. I mean, I could watch that the first fight over and over. Pryor was such a beautiful fighter. But the third thing is the Len Bias game at the Dean Dome. It was the first time Carolina lost there. And Len Bias, he just single-handed, you know, he was just such a freaking beast. And like you said, it was a great call earlier. Just press the elevator button higher. Because he was going against Warren Martin, who's like 7 foot whatever.
No, he had hop, and he was, what, 6'8". Mid-range game was incredible. If he would have lived, which he didn't, and of course we're talking in hypotheticals, you know, he would have extended that range to beyond the three-point NBA line. He even said the day he was drafted, I just need to work on my ball handling a little bit. And, you know, he would have been a multiple-time All-Star, and unfortunately we didn't get to see it happen.
Right, but such a great guy. I mean, so obviously such a huge tragedy, but rooting for guys like him and Buck freaking Williams. Buck would go out to shake hands with Ralph Sampson, and he'd just smack his hand as hard as he, you know, he was all about intimidation.
And then would dunk on him, too. Hey, thanks, PT. You got a couple calls in here, but Buck Williams, by the way, one of the finalists for the Hall of Fame there up in Springfield, and rightfully so. Buck Williams, Rookie of the Year with the Nets, All-American at the University of Maryland, long and prosperous NBA career, and Lefty got him out of North Carolina. Same thing with John Lucas and Keith Gatlin, too. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bob?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. So, yeah, about that question, man, for the Terps or the Olds, man. Like, listen, I was born in 85, so... Of course, I didn't get to see Orioles World Series like yourself, Bob. So
yes.
It would definitely mean a lot to me. I would actually probably shed a tear, you know, like not that I wouldn't shed a tear if the Terps. Well, I wouldn't shed a tear if the Terps. I like the Terps, but I'm not that emotionally invested.
Well, I did shed a tear, and the old Bobster don't cry at all unless a pet dies. Then I'm like bawling like a baby. But when the Terps won in 02, I didn't like sob uncontrollably. Let's not get carried away. But I had to grab a tissue. Let's just put it that way.
But when was the last time they won that before 02, man?
Never.
Oh, never. So that's like one
there
and only.
There you go.
Oh,
yes.
I see why you cry, Bob. Okay,
yes.
Yeah. I see why now, man. But, yeah, it's just such a good feeling that I can call, you know, a couple years ago around this time, I couldn't call and talk about the Terps. I couldn't call and talk about the Olds, man. But it's just good to call and have that option now, you know, and not just have to talk about the Ravens.
Yeah,
and
I love the Ravens as much as anyone, but, man, kissing that ass, you know, 365, 12 months gets a little tiresome, if you know what I'm saying. We need to add a little more diversity to this sports programming, and having good teams makes it more entertaining. And what a coincidence, the ratings go up when that happens, too.
Exactly. Now, Bob, real quick.
Yes.
In our lifetime or in my lifetime, will the Terps football program ever be something we can talk about? Oh, man.
Now we're talking. Now, they did win a championship back in the 50s, a national title. The closest they've come was in 76. I think they finished like fifth or something, and it might have been like ninth. They were undefeated going into the bowl game, lost to Houston. They would have finished second anyway because Pittsburgh with Tony Dorsett wound up winning it. But, I mean, winning a national championship in football, they haven't come close to sniffing it, and I don't see it happening. I hope so. That would be like winning the lottery, getting struck by lightning on the same day sort of thing. You know what I mean? But with the expanded field, I mean, at least getting into the playoffs, I don't think that's an impossible task. But winning it all, I hope it happens, Rashawn, but I ain't holding my breath for sure.
Yeah, it'd be a good thing, but I guess that'd be too much to ask for, because already it's already in this area. It's not really a big college football town when it comes to the Terps. Everybody got different teams they root for. You know, you got the Roblongs, the root for South Carolina, and everybody, Rita with the Gators and everything like that, man. So
Maryland here, baby. Ride and die. I'm there.
I hear you.
All day long. All right, Rashawn.
All right, Bob, man.
Have a good weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll get back to your phone calls at the 12 o'clock hour. We'll come back next. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest. Todd Monken talking about his offense with the Lounge Podcast. Legal tampering starts on Monday. Could Mark Andrews be traded? We talked to Jonas Schaefer earlier in the hour. It's not impossible, but improbable.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.